Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Glenn Greenwich, and this is Blog Talk Radio, Wealth Club, coming to you. We were having some technical difficulties, sorry about that, but we're resuming the show, starting now. This is Glenn Greenwich, your host, and my name, and this show is part of the my name is Glenn Greenwich, as I just said, and my show is part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Let's start off with reading the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. A conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. So what we're going to be talking about tonight, we're going to be talking about invest tools and cost segregation. So those are the two things that we will definitely be talking about tonight. And then we'll have our open segment. Now, one of the things I wanted to invest tools. So let's talk a little bit about invest tools. And what does that mean? And basically what invest tools is what you call it's a tool that you can use to utilize the stocks, the stock prices, the stock analysis, the stock what direction the stock is going into. One of the things that invest tools that I like about invest tools, and invest tools is not the only product that's out in the market that has this information, but what it does is it tracks it. So it tracks the history, it tracks the trends. There are two ways of analyzing doing any kind of analysis. So this is a fundamental, and it's the technical. And the difference is the fundamental means that you're looking at the value of the property, you're looking at the price, you're looking at the management, you're looking at the value, you're looking at earnings per share, you're looking at, of course, the stock price, and you're looking at the liabilities and so forth. And so what you're doing is you're looking at that and tracking that in a way that has it make sense that the stock price is going to go up, and the stock price is reflective of that information. When you're looking at it from a technical standpoint, you're looking at it from a standpoint of the trends. So is it trending up? Is it trending down? As it goes to cycles, it has highs and lows, and it usually stays within those highs and lows. And if there's any particular indicators that would be changing how it would look, or where breaking a new ceiling or breaking a new floor, being able to predict that. So those are the two ways of looking at stocks. Invest tools, and I'll speak to invest tools. Again, this is not the only product that's available on the market that does that determination. But this is the one that I'm familiar with. And I did invite Investools to the show, and they did not respond. So the thing about it is that you've got both of those techniques being available to you from Investools. So that's an interesting and a very good way of being able to track a stock. One of the other things that is made available is that when you are tracking a stock, Investool gives you three indicators, and the indicators are when the stocks are going to turn. So it looks at volume, it looks at investor sentiment, and it looks at the price pressures of other industry type related stocks. So what you're doing is you're actually able, so it actually predicts for you when the stock is going to go up or go down. And it has indicators for you to indicate. And when all three are in place, then you definitely it's definitely going to go down. Now, the thing that it doesn't do for you is it doesn't tell you how far it's going to go down. So you can realize that that's going to go down. And then, of course, if it's going to go down, then you can sell it. And if it's going to go up, then you can buy it or buy some more of it, depending on what you want to do. The nice thing about it is that it gives you this information. The downside of it is means that you have to be tracking it at least on a daily basis, maybe more than a daily basis. So what it provides you or what it establishes is that you're now tracking it in a way that you need to be tracking it every day in order to take advantage of those indicators that it's providing. So that's really the strength of utilizing that particular tool. Now, this is just one of the many aspects, the many things that it's able to do. Additionally, which is very interesting, that you can actually you can actually put in criteria and it will search its database of stocks and determine what stocks are consistent with the objectives that you set in place. So let's say, for example, that you wanted to set in place all stocks that increased over 15% that had that were small cap and fit in a particular criteria of and the stock price has grown, you know, 30% in the last 2 years. So, I mean, you could put in all of those particular criteria, and it would pop up in best to worst what stocks fit that particular criteria. So, again, you've got lots of different criteria to actually select it. One of the things that I thought was very interesting was the availability and accessibility of being able to determine if what was the industry giants doing. So you've got pension funds and you've got union funds and large institutional buyers that impact the stock price. And so one of the things that it was able to do was to indicate who that particular industrial investors were purchasing that particular stock. So there's several things that you would want to do, because if they're buying it, then you definitely don't want to. You want to be doing the opposite of whatever the industry leaders are doing. So you want to be getting out of it. If they were buying it, actually, that wouldn't be a bad position for you, because that would be driving up the price. But you know that price would be driven up artificially. And so you would want to now be looking at that price to know that when the volume changed, could get a hit in terms of a downturn. So you would also be looking for your indicators, you normally want to be doing the opposite of whatever the industry is doing, because they're going to be buying over a period of time, and it takes them a while to buy into a product, and it takes them a while to sell out of a product. So all of those things are interim indicators in terms of what's going to be influence the stock price. The other thing that was interesting is that you can now do analysis of 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years of that particular stock, and determine what the stock price, what the earnings per shares were. You could also track some other important indicators. So basically, the tool is very powerful. There is a lot of information there. And with anything else, you want to be able to determine what information is important to you and what is your criteria. And you're actually looking at when's the best time to get into a particular company. So you definitely would want to use the buy indicators as to when to get in, and the sell indicators as to when to get out. And those would be the determination, because those are going to tell you when the upswings and the downswings will be. Again, it doesn't tell you how deep the upturn or downturn will be, but it does tell you that a change is coming, and for you to make a move. Again, one of the things that we looked at from our organization, we meet on a monthly basis, so it was very difficult for us to be able to utilize this product effectively, because we weren't accessing it every day. Now, for those of you who are looking to do, who have the time and the access to be able to look at the stocks at least once a day, and what we're talking about, and what I remember they're recommending, is about an hour, hour and a half a day, no more than an hour and a half a day, that you would need to take a look and track your particular portfolio. Now, it makes sense in a lot of cases to track companies that you're familiar with, because you can't keep jumping back and forth to all the different companies. So you definitely would want to be able to have maybe 5 or 10 stocks that you were tracking, that you were comfortable with, that you actually had some information about, and then studied them, so that you could actually not only utilize what the numbers said, but also based on the information and what you understand of the industry sector, what the industry sectors and subsectors within the industry were doing, you could understand and better track what's going on. So, again, the Invest tool is a tool, but it's not a blind tool. We had a saying in our software environment, fool with a tool is still a fool. So you still have to make sure that you do your due diligence and understand the industry sectors, and you want to make sure that you understand what's the current economy going to impact in that particular industry and sector. So all of those things have to come into place in addition to looking at the numbers. So the numbers are a way of supporting or not supporting your action, but you have to have a game plan formulated. So it's very important that you would have that in place. So that's basically that's what you want to have in place. You certainly want to be able to do the tracking that's important, that's consistent in terms of the returns. Now, the nice thing about InvestTools is that it also lends itself to creating options. Now, that's not my area of expertise. I haven't really played around with options. But understanding where the technical piece in terms of the trend analysis, you can then begin to, again, track what the highs and lows are, and you can base your options based on that. Now, the options are another way to actually pad additional income that you can make off of the original stocks that you own. So, again, it lends itself to that. One of the things I must say is that InvestTools does have an extensive training. It's not cheap, as are any of the products that would be doing this type of analysis. They have training to support their product, and they're one of the key things to look at is to make sure that the database of companies that it's tracking, because they don't necessarily track everything on the market. So certain products track certain companies. So you want to make sure that it is reflective of the companies that you certainly want to go after, especially if there's a particular industry and sector that you're going after. You want to make sure that that sector is included in the product that you ultimately choose. You also want to make sure that the software is able to utilize the company that you've got a brokerage account with. So that's another piece that you can do. One of the other advantages of these programs is that they also have what they call a paper trade, where you could actually practice your trades and see how you would have done over a period of time. You know, however, that's nice, and it's a good training tool, but you're still paying for the product over that period of time. So if you could actually get some upfront understanding and training of the basics of the product, so when you do purchase the product, you can hit the ground running, you then have a better idea and better chance of being able to make money utilizing that particular service. So it's important that, again, you do your due diligence in terms of the package, the brokerage, the paperless trades, the training. So you want to find out upfront what the training is going to cost you, and when is it going to be delivered and how it's delivered. Because most of them give you an initial training, but anything beyond the initial training would be, which would be advanced, would definitely be costing you money. And then the other thing that you want to look at and utilize is that who from your family, if it's going to be other, in addition to yourself, is going to be taking the training with you. So you definitely want to have somebody who's your backup. So let's say, for example, you're sick, you're out of town, or you don't have internet access. You want somebody else that understands your strategy that can be checking up on it and is trained to do that. Because if something happens, you definitely don't want to just leave it hanging out. From what I understand, some people have taken their portfolios and have been able to manage their portfolios from the information that they've received through training. So it's important, and it's important to utilize the training effectively, certainly. And let's see, what else do I want to talk about that? So those are really the basics that I want to speak to. And I want to be able to talk to the overall product is an excellent product. It has to be utilized in a particular way that is productive and useful to you, and I want to say that it can be a very, very powerful tool for you to make money in the stock market. It doesn't demystify the information, because you still have to do your due diligence, and your due diligence is going to have to be part and parcel with that software product, but also with the numbers that it's providing. So it gives you and streamlines a lot of information, and you still got to be able to decipher what's important and what's not. What are the trends that make sense and what don't? But I think overall it's still a very powerful tool. And if you're looking at it from a group membership, I think that that's could be a very important tool for your group. For an individual, it may be a little expensive. I think it runs about $1,000. Last time I looked for the, I think InvestTool had a program where you could, it would cost, yeah, it would be about, I think about $1,000 for 6 months or so. And then I think that would give you additional discounts for, you know, the next year or so. So again, it's important to do your due diligence. It's important to really be clear what your objectives are going into it. And see, here's the thing. It's no different than your normal way of putting together an investment. What do you do? So you want to look at how much you have. You want to look at how much you need to invest, willing to invest. What's your risk tolerance? Again, you can, that's one of the things that you can indicate in your querying. You can look to see what kind of high risk, low risk. You can look at the, as I said, small cap, medium, large cap criteria. You can look at individual earnings per share that exceeded a dollar amount. You can look at the price per share increase over a period of time. You can look at revenues growth over a period of time. So all of those particular indicators are great indicators, but you want more than that just to be able to determine the quality of the company. So you still have to do your due diligence. So that's the specific piece that you want to have in place. The other thing that we're going to have is we're going to have. Yeah, well, those are the basic things that I want to talk about. Now, if anybody has dialed in, I want you to know that we're having technical difficulties, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to unmute your mic. So I apologize for the inconvenience. We are having technical difficulties tonight, and we're having a problem with the switchboard. So if you've dialed in and pressed 1, and I don't respond to you, I apologize. That's why. As I said, we're having technical difficulties tonight. So, again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Network. This is the Wealth Club. My name is Glenn Greenidge, and the topics tonight that we're discussing, we're talking about Wealth Club, and we're talking about what are the characteristics and the important things to look for when you are dealing with a software product that analyzes stock for you. I mentioned it before, but I didn't. You want to make sure that it you can utilize the company to actually do the stock trades, but you also want to know how much each one is costing you. So you want to make sure that that particular company deals with the company that you already have an account with. Otherwise, you'd have to establish a new account to do your online trading. So that's something that you would want to, that would be part of the evaluation that you would do for that particular software package. You'd also want to look at what are any additional costs that would be associated with utilizing a product. Again, like I said, there are different products out in the market. I can speak to Invest Tools because I actually went to a training and actually played with the product myself. I thought it was very useful and very worthwhile. However, it didn't fit the criteria for my group. So, you know, that's the bottom line. The other thing. Let's see, what else did I want to say about that for tonight? I think that's basically it that I want to speak to tonight. The other thing that I'm going to talk about is cost segregation services. And what is cost segregation services? Well, cost segregation services is basically a technique we'll call it a technique. A technique, an accounting technique that's used to increase the tax savings that that people have. Now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is, and let me back up. Let me let you know that it has to do with commercial property ownership only. So it is commercial property. You have to be a commercial property owner. And basically what you're doing is you're able to reclassify some of the components of that building that are not related directly to the structure. So what does that mean? Well, basically what that means is that as long as it's not a wall that's holding the building up or some substructure that's part of the building, it can be reclassified. So, for example, air ducts, ceiling fans, lighting fixtures, flooring, any kind of build-out. A build-out is when you create space or partitions or walls for people to sublease that particular property. So any of those can now be reclassified, and they can be reclassified from real property. Real property being the actual building itself, so the structural parts, the beams, the actual walls, the structural pieces of the building are depreciated over 39 years or in the case of apartment buildings, 27.5. Well, what's depreciation? Depreciation is an accounting technique that is utilized to be able to decrease the cost of the item over the life. At the point in time, at the end of the life of the product of that particular asset, it should be equal to zero. So at the end of 39 years, you would have used all the depreciation for the building, and it would be worth zero. Now, that, remember, that's on the books. That would not be what it would be worth on the open market. So understand that by, so that's what it is for real property. So real property would be depreciated over 39 years, or in the case of apartment building, 27.5. So what we're talking about is reclassifying these light fixtures, air ducts, you know, flooring, ceiling, and other components. We're now going to reclassify them from real property, which is 39 years or 27.5, to either 5, 7, or 15 years. And why are we doing this? Well, we're doing this for a couple of reasons. Back in 1997, the American Hospital Company won a lawsuit against the IRS because the IRS did not allow them to write off their assets, the component assets, for a shorter period of time than the 39 years. And what does that mean again? So that means that the individual flooring or light fixture or air ducts lasted either 5, 7, or 15 years. So they were reclassified to personal property, and they can have a life of 5, 7, or 15 years. The 5, 7, or 15 years was more reflective of the life of that particular asset component. And so, therefore, it made sense for them to do that because, let's face it, the light fixture is not going to last 39 years. The flooring is certainly not going to last 39 years. The air duct, it may or may not, but, you know, but just certain components of that might need to be replaced. So, again, you want to look at that. Now, why are we doing this? Well, here's the big conversation. So the bigger conversation is this. The reason why you want to do that is that you now are accelerating the depreciation expense. Well, why do you want to do that? Well, what you're doing with the depreciation expense is that you're extending it beyond, you're accelerating the accumulation of it. So you're getting it in the front end of the purchase. So in those first 5, 7, 15 years, you're getting the depreciation rather than dragging it out for the 39 years. Now, again, it depends on your strategy, but if you can use that money to do something else with, then why wouldn't you? So what happens is that you've increased your expenses, which means that you reduce or you offset your income, which means that you're now reducing what you would pay in taxes. So it may be a case of, you know, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 for that 1 year that you're saving in taxes. That means that you can actually now use that money for something else. So you're actually generating cash flow for that property owner. So that's the key position that we're in, that we're looking at. So that means that that commercial property owner can now utilize that $50,000 to do something else with. So they can now, instead of paying taxes, they can now maybe buy some more inventory. Maybe they can fix up. Maybe they can use that money to purchase solar panels, you know, as a down payment to invest in solar panels for the next 2 or 3 years. So, I mean, there's lots and lots of things that people can do with it. So you're really talking about being able to utilize that. So that's what's available. So this is Glenn Greenidge, the International Black Summit Talk Network. This is the Wealth Club, and I apologize. We actually are having technical difficulties tonight, so I'm not able to take callers. Got a switchboard issue. And so if you have dialed in or listening in and pressed 1 to get my attention, I am not able to unmute you. So I apologize. We're talking about cost segregation services and what does that mean for our commercial property owners, and how can they actually save, create tax savings. So part of the situation again is that we're reclassifying it, and by being able to do that, we're generating some income that we would not normally have available to us. Okay. And it's a way of. Now, I haven't talked about this, but one of the things about cost segregation services is that you can now utilize it for new construction. Let's say, for example, if you own the building for several years, you can now go back without amending your tax returns and take advantage of those savings. For most commercial property owners, they pay taxes, estimated taxes, on a quarterly basis. That means that after they've done the cost segregation study, they can now reduce their taxes simply by making an accounting change, which is 3115 accounting change. So it means the next time that they're due to spend money on the estimated taxes, that amount would be reduced. So it really has some advantages to be able to do that. Let's see what else. You can also save those taxes. And let's say, for example, you are utilizing you have a year where you don't make any money. So you want to defer that tax saving to a year that you actually owe some taxes. So you can do that as well. So, you know, it's something that you can defer, or you can roll forward or roll backwards, depending on what you need to be, you know, what needs to be done for your particular property ownership. So it's got a lot of advantages. It's got a lot of capabilities. It's been around since 1997. The AICPA has provided some training to the CPAs back in 2004, and I think one of the things that has been holding people back is not being able to utilize an engineering company that can come in and actually look at the information, which is what we do. So what we're able to do is we go in, we look at the architectural plans, we take pictures, and based on our experience of doing it, we've done over 5,000 of these studies. Based on our experience, we can now better get an idea of what can be reclassified, and then go ahead and reclassify it in such a way that that is consistent with the IRS codes. See, the key is that you've got to be able to utilize the IRS codes that were set up at this, the lawsuit that the IRS lost, they established the tax codes to be able to utilize the cost segregation. So the engineering company that I work with, we understand what those codes are. We work with those codes specifically when we're looking at the architectural plans. And in so doing, we are now able to take full advantage of the costs associated with it. We've actually been able to come behind some accounting firms that didn't have the engineering background and actually to recoup some of their additional charges. So there's quite a bit of information that we're able to provide and do. We do not replace the accountant. We work with the CPA. So we're not trying to do that. We do the engineering study that the accounting actually is able to utilize and take care of. So we work in tangent with the accounting, the accountants. The other thing is that I call it double dipping. But what it is that if there are assets that are already being applied accelerated depreciation, we cannot do a cost segregation on those particular assets. So those assets would be outside of the scope of the cost segregation study. So we do that. That would be outside of the scope of that. So we would have to exclude those particular assets. But again, all the rest of the assets we could utilize the cost segregation study with. So again, it's an accounting change. So this is kind of an overview. So it's an accounting change that is really put in place to be able to utilize and reduce the tax liability, generating a cash flow for the commercial property owner to be able to generate monies to do something else with, other than to pay taxes. Is it for everybody? It depends on the property owner and what their tax status is. This is not for not-for-profits or publicly held commercial properties, you know, by the city or state governments. So we're not, there's no sense to utilize that. If you're a company, if you own your building, you operate your business and own your building, definitely is something for you to take a look at. This makes sense. If you're just a property owner and you've got your business leased out, you want to take a look at this and see what kind of tax advantages you are. If you're looking to purchase commercial property, you want to take a look at this as well, because you want to be able to impact your cash on cash analysis in terms of the return on your investment. So it's got some very significant ramifications, and it's got some things that are very useful in terms of being able to utilize your tax savings. Again, this is Glenn Greenwich at the National Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club, May 12th. If anyone is calling in, I'm having technical difficulty with my switchboard, so I'm not going to be able to actually unmute your mic at this point in time. I apologize. And if you're calling in for the open segment, I'm going to ask that you call back on the 26th to be able to do that. And if you've got any questions, you can certainly email me at Black Summit. You can email me at glenngreenwich@aol.com. So that's glenngreenwich@aol.com. So you can email me any information or questions that you might have. I apologize for the technical difficulty that we're having, and we'll have that resolved by next show for sure. And you know, thank you for listening in. I want to talk a little bit about the International Black Summit before we complete this evening, and let you know that we are an organization. This is our 19th year in existence. We travel all around the world. We are all volunteer basis organization. We have we concentrate our focus around the empowerment of individuals, because we're clear that when individuals are empowered, the people around them are empowered, and the community is empowered. So if that person is clear and on purpose and on track to what they're up to, it gives the people around them that same kind of capability, and it's something that tends to generate more and more impact around our community. The International Black Summit was put into place to specifically fulfill on the empowerment of the black community, and we are clear that we are up to and we do individual work. We do work around vision specifically. We work on the individual's vision, personal vision, community vision, and the vision for the world. And in doing so, have people share their collective visions and how those visions work together in terms of being able to be fulfilled. Because, for example, my vision is health, wealth, and abundance available for all. And within that vision, I can't fulfill my vision by myself. So I'm looking for other individuals who have visions that are within or in support of my vision, and we can work together to fulfill on our mutual visions, because we're up to impacting the we're up to the empowerment of our particular community. So those are the things that we're up to. We have an annual event. This year, the annual event is going to be in London, England, the first weekend in August. Our annual event is always the first weekend in August. We also have summit shares, and we have community events, and we also have a prerequisite, which is a standalone course. It is a prerequisite for the annual event. However, the course is a standalone course that in itself is pretty powerful. So we've got those programs. We've got the information. BlackSummit.org is our website. I invite you to take a look at the website and get some more information about who we are and what we're up to. As I said, we've been all over the world. We've been to Africa 3 times. We've been to Nairobi, Kenya, South Africa, Johannesburg. We've been to Ghana, Accra in Ghana. We've been to Jamaica a couple times. We've been to Brazil. We've been to the Bahia, Salvador, the Bahia, and we've been to, we've been to Toronto, Canada, twice, and we've been to several cities in the U.S. We've been to New York City. We've been to Atlanta twice, Oakland twice. We've been to Detroit twice, and actually Highland Park within Detroit. We've been to Memphis. We've been to Miami. We've been to Chicago. We've been to trying to think of where else we've been to. So we those are places we've had annual events, and then we've had planning body meetings and leadership conferences in Atlanta, in New Orleans. That's right. We had an event in New Orleans. We've been to New Orleans twice, actually. We went after the hurricane Katrina to help do some rebuilding there and do some healing with some of the folks that are there. So I mean, we've really been around. We're going to be in Baltimore, Maryland next year. That'll be our 20th anniversary. And we've got a body of facilitators, bar none. We don't, you know, one of the interesting things that I love about facilitating the summit is that it's not about leading from the book. It's about seeing what's in the space. So it's very spiritual in nature because we actually deal with what's in the room, and we have what they call distinctions to really utilize that. So that's really what it's about. We are pretty excited about what we do and how we impact people's lives, and we're always about impacting people's lives. So with that, I will bid you adieu. Again, I apologize. We do not have the switchboard working tonight. We've got some technical difficulties. So if you called in for the open session or to share, I apologize. Please call back on the 26th, and we will get you up and running and make sure that everything is working splendidly. So anyway, this is Glenn Greenidge, International Black Summit. We love you. We love that you are part of this conversation. We're looking forward to creating what we can to facilitate and make things happen. We love you. We thank you. And we bid you adieu, Glenn Greenidge. Also, before I forget, let me mention that we've got some shows on Sunday. The first Sunday is On Track with Henrietta Bird out of Chicago. The second Sunday, all the Sunday shows are at 8 p.m. The second Sunday is Let's Celebrate with Acacia Showers. She's actually just came back from Belize. She's in New Orleans, but she's originally from Compton, California. And the third week is Vision Works with Clara Lyons Devon. She's out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and she's got an awesome show. Again, all the Sunday shows are at 8 o'clock. And then the fourth Sunday is Man of the Month, and I've got a show that features men around the summit and what they're up to. And then I have the Wealth Club on the second and fourth Tuesday the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Okay. So anyway, thank you very much. Hope all is well. Take care. God bless. Good night.